Mayor Murrah Weinberger's fiscal plan balances the budget without a tax increase. Moody's last week downgraded the city's debt rating due to concerns over lawsuits regarding Burlington Telecom and the liquidity of the city's enterprise operations. Mayor Weinberger says steps were taken in the budget to address the downgrade.
We are taking steps in this budget to address some of the significant financial challenges that we face as a city and that Moody's was focused on. Most significantly, we are adding liquidity back to the city, which has been a concern for some time, by strengthening the finances of a couple of the Burlington Enterprise Funds, the water and wastewater departments, which should be operating at least at break even, if not a small profit. They have been operating at a deficit for a number of years, and this budget corrects that. And I'm satisfied that we're able to do both of those things, get the city moving again, address these financial challenges within the context of holding the line on property taxes and not raising property taxes, as the last administration had indicated needed to be done for each of the last 3 years. So I'm happy with how this came out, and I think the council was satisfied too, as is shown by the unanimous vote last night.
A new accounting system was used to make the budget process more transparent. Ward 7 Republican Vincent Dober Sr. says this is the first city budget he has supported since he's been on the council.
Having the opportunity to tell my constituents that the actual municipal budget decreased, that's exciting for me. I've been asking for that for years. I think with the art of the new reporting system, it was actually started by the old administration, but actually implemented by the new administration, made things a little easier and actually opened up the headlights to a lot of things. We've been waiting for this new system for years, and it's really nice to see it in place.
City Council President, Ward 5 Democrat Joan Shannon, notes that while there is no tax increase, there is a rate hike in one of the city's enterprise services.
There was a rate hike in water and sewer, which, had we not done that, we would not be rectifying a situation that was identified by our auditors, which can get us in trouble with Moody's and things like that. So it was something that needed to be addressed. We needed to clear up the water department dipping into the cash pool. And so we did need to increase those rates, but what we were told was the average increase for a typical homeowner is about $45 for the year.
The fiscal 2013 budget also focuses on the city's parks, something that Mayor Weinberger says has been neglected.
The voters supported a dedicated tax almost 4 years ago now, yet that program in the first 3 years of its existence has not been well used. There's about $350,000, $370,000 now, as the grand list has grown a little bit, of tax revenues that get set aside every year to be invested in our parks. And yet, for the last 3 years, only about $100,000 worth of projects has been completed. What this budget commits us to over the next year is catching up on a good chunk of that backlog. We want to go from having less than $100,000 a year of projects to almost $600,000 of projects in fiscal year 13, and then to continue so that we will have eliminated the backlog within 2 years.
The Burlington General Fund budget is about $64 million. With inclusion of enterprise programs such as Burlington Electric, Water and Wastewater Departments, the airport, and other services, the budget totals approximately $170 million. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.